Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here with you today as we are every way, virtually 99% of the time, to remind you, to remind all of us, to embrace, to live, to know that we are miracles. We are miracles. Life actually is a miracle. It's amazing. Today I'm the guest, and before we begin our breathing attunement and our affirmation, let me remind you, let me say that we will be doing some processes to truly uplift and shift your vibration, including listening to some Abraham Hicks meditations, sessions. My suggestion, get yourself comfortable, remove your shoes, loosen anything that's tight, take this as your renewal time, truly, 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 and allow your being to shift to what is actually our natural space, our space of essence. First, we begin with our breathing attunement. Doing anything, this is for those of you who are new, if you're doing anything that requires your full attention, please put your attention on whatever that thing may be. Otherwise, lay back. Relax and let yourself go with the flow. Take in a nice, deep, wonderful breath filled with light, energy, and blessings into your heart. Hold and gently exhale. Let go. Good. Breathe in again. Sparkling, iridescent, colors beyond colors into every aspect of your being like bubbly, light, effervescent energy. Breathe it in, laugh, giggle, enjoy, and gently, softly, easily exhale and let go. Good, 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 good. Breathe in one more time. Sparkling, shiny, golden, silver, white, midnight sparkles of energy into your crown chakra, right down your body, from your root to the earth, and back up filled with sparkling, effervescent green. And exhale from the top of your head to all aspects of being. Continue breathing at your own pace in an easy manner. Breathing in light, love, blessings, wonder, breakthroughs, transformation, upliftment, and being here now. Our affirmation for today is, I allow myself to be in the zone. The vortex, the zone, the uplifted energy is my reality. I allow myself to be in the zone. The zone, the vortex, the uplifted vibration is my reality. One more time. I allow myself to be in the zone. The zone, the vortex, the uplifted reality is my reality. It's my essence. And folks, it is. I've been listening to quite a number of the Abraham Hicks videos that are available on YouTube. I also have read their book many years ago, Asking It Is Given, or Asking You Shall Receive. And I loved it. And yet, watching, seeing, feeling the energy helped me get to a whole other place. I purchased some of their other stuff, and I've been posting it on Facebook. I've certainly been doing it. I've been sending it to friends. And me, who is a practitioner, who lives the energy as best I can, moment by moment, of upliftment, who teaches it. I learned something incredibly important, which is something as a kid that I knew. This stuff is natural. It is best for any of us to move through life relaxed, happy, filled with joy, and excited, with fun. That's it. What I came to understand, and I'm going to be teaching you a lifting process that I learned from the amazing Patricia Hayes when I was studying the spiritual psychic healing arts. So simple. So, when many of us, and certainly I've been one of them, feel that we quote-unquote want something, which indicates a lack, we can put, any of us in the past, so much intention and energy and push that can inadvertently actually push away what it is anyone says they're choosing to be. And according to Abraham, as coming forth from Esther Hicks, universe doesn't measure someone's yes or no. Measures the vibration and the feeling and the intensity. Therefore, if somebody is saying what they would rather keep away from themselves, what they dislike, and they do that with huge passion, which is what most people do, it could bring that very thing to them. And I've been hearing, my guidance has been for years, and I've been saying this, teaching this, doing my very best to be this, focus on what you choose. Focus on what you'd like. And what I call the internal dialogue, which can say a whole bunch of other stuff. Keep letting it go and letting it go and letting it go and letting it go. So there really does become a clearing. And one can truly open to and allow what one chooses. And according to Abraham Hicks, it's really Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks, who has gone on to the non-physical, who brought forth Abraham, the non-physical, to whom the name Abraham was given, because really it's the formless. When one is in the zone, which is go when I do writing, healing, this show, that kind of work, start the day, this stuff is easy to do. They call it the vortex, where we, lifetimes of our desires have been stored. And if we're not in the vortex and we're in our third dimensional reality, it is way harder to really move forth. And on this earth, at this time, for anyone who really chooses to have a glorious life, do whatever your practice may be. I'm giving you ideas. They're giving you ways, and I'm giving you ways to literally shift the vibration at which you live, the frequency that you emanate. When people don't, any of us, and it comes in and out and back and forth and up and around and through, then we get different results, and it's way harder. When one is in the zone, truly, things flow and down, but things still flow, and one can be more at ease
with the up and down and handle it in a different way. And it's the truth. That is the way it goes. Now, I know there are people who say, and I'm not really going to bring this into language. Let me see, find a way to say. Some people have a doubt that this earth, that life, is actually filled up with energy and immense amounts to appreciate, and instead see all the lack. What I'm going to say, and I donate money to organizations, I put energy into all that that can make improvements in beauty and wonder and freedom and peace and right. Focus on that. Change your language all the time so it's saying the positive. I go on peace demonstrations. You understand what I'm saying here? This is not to say that people aren't operating at different frequencies. People are. There are older souls, younger souls, more evolved, less evolved. Everyone's in their own unique world. Lift yourself up. The more any of us of every coloration, background, nation, sex, gender preference or orientation, religious or non-religious affiliation, the more all and any of us do this, the more the earth tweaks, and this is the time duality. I am now going to teach you the lifting process. This is, and I've done it before. This was taught to the people I studied with when we studied quite a while ago, actually, over 30 years ago, with Patricia Hayes. And it's a simple, easy, effective way to shift one's energy to the higher realm. First, I like to have someone get centered by doing four-part breathing. Breathe into your diaphragm. I'm going to tell you and then I'll actually guide you. You breathe in your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and release. From your head, your throat, your chest, and your diaphragm, and hold that for a minute. We'll do that for a couple of rounds. And then vision, allow the shining, glorious light of creation and creator to come into you from the top of your head to your root chakra. You can start at your roots and go to the top of your head. And allow yourself to fill, whether you think you're making it up, however it works for you. And by sitting comfortably with your clothing loose, you also stay inside and allow, simply allow. I'm getting higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer. And with practice, to some people it happens instantly, for others it takes a bit of practice. Everyone can do this. I will now guide you so you actually have it and can listen to this chair. With your back straight, comfortable, with your legs down. I like sitting in that cross-legged yoga position. Take off your shoes. Take off your watches. I always take off even my earrings and any jewelry that feels as though it's in the way because it pulsates to me and it vibrates. And that you want to be able to be fully at peace and ease, if possible, be wearing natural fibered clothing. Cotton is good. In a nice deep breath into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold and gently, softly release. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. Hold that. Breathe in again. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. And hold. 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 And softly, gently exhale. Let go. Breathe in again. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Hold. Light, love, blessings, miracles. And gently exhale. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. And again, breathe in. Diaphragm, chest, throat, and head. Love, possibility, peace, and ease. Hold. And now exhale. Head, throat, chest, and diaphragm. Vision, imagine, allow the golden white light, the sparkling energy of creation of the universe, of light, of love, of possibility, filling you up, coming from wherever. It's also in us, absolutely filling you up from your root chakra all the way to your head, filling up, filling up, filling up, filling up. You are safe, you are blessed. So now repeat, or listen to me repeating. When you do it yourself, repeat softly, silently to yourself, and allow this to occur. I'm getting higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer, higher, lighter, freer. Higher and higher and lighter and lighter and freer and freer and lighter and higher and freer, higher, lighter, freer. And allow yourself to be in this energy. You may ask for whatever questions you may have. You may simply dwell in this energy. You may allow yourself to be blessed. You may allow ideas to come to you. You can ask the possibilities to handle any circumstances, situation. And allow yourself to know, to feel, to be, to sense, getting higher and higher, lighter and lighter, freer and freer. Higher, lighter, and freer. And allow yourself to dwell in this. I'm giving you the silence so that you may totally enjoy this vibration. And now, since so many people welcome the ongoing abundance, including actual finances, money,
I am going to play the Abraham Hicks YouTube that you can play. Simply Google Abraham Hicks Create Money Without Action. And watch it when you actually can watch it. It is so beautiful. Okay, let's see. At least that was my intention to play it. Hold on. We go.
We have quite been strong for a while, absorbing the pursuit. Let's seek work for your greatest advantage to you. We want to help you find the vibrational stamp to allow financial abundance to flow into your personal experience. Breathe in. Breathe out. The stream of abundance flows generously, and it is right and it is time for you to receive your share. Will not be difficult for you to do, and it will not take much time, because you are already well along the way. Breathe in. Breathe out. There is power in the words that you are hearing, and in time your resistance will subside, and your allowing will begin. As your resistance is replaced with allowing, as doubt is replaced with belief, your abundance will become evident. Breathe in. Breathe out. Our words will help you to shift your feeling about money from worry or concern to eagerness and fun. Breathe in. Breathe out. When that emotional shift occurs, immediate financial manifestation will be the evidence of that shift. Breathe in. Breathe out. If we can convince you that the path to financial with each hearing of these words, you will breathe out more resistance as your feelings will improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your work is not one of action. There are no courses to complete. There are no requirements for you to meet. Just a comfortable and gradual rediscovery of your natural state of relief and of ease and well-being. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are never deprived when someone else came, because abundance expands proportionally to match desire. Breathe in. Breathe out. When the success of another makes your heart sing, your resistance is gone and your own success moves. Breathe in. Breathe out. The fastest way to get to an improved financial condition is to look for pleasing things that you already have. For in the seeking and finding of that which is working, more success will come, and it will come quickly. Breathe in and out. While your life will continue to call more abundance to you, the majority of that work is already done. Now, with far less effort than you have been believing, your financial condition is about to improve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Financial abundance does not occur in one's life because of hard work, or good luck, or favoritism. Financial abundance is simply the universe's response to consistent thoughts and feelings of abundance. Breathe in. You are able to accomplish feeling of abundance before the evidence has shown itself to you. Evidence must come and will continue to come as long as you maintain the feeling of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe out. Anytime you are feeling good, no matter the reason, you are accomplishing the feeling of abundance. Breathe in. Breathe out. In your absence of resistance, everything that you have asked for is making its way right to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. When you focus upon these words, your resistance becomes smaller and your allowance becomes greater. With each passing day, your vibrational point of attraction will change until there will be an obvious tipping point. Breathe in. Breathe out. For a while, the only evidence of your financial progress will be your improved emotional state of being. And if you will let that be enough, taking no score of financial progress, the financial improvement will show up. Breathe in. Breathe out. We are so pleased to have this opportunity. to express to you our appreciation for all that you are. We want to let you know that it is our absolute promise to you that the abundance you seek is coming. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are doing extremely well. Abundance is flowing to you. Appreciation for what is and eagerness for what is coming. There is great love here. Breathe in. For the next few minutes, letting the music guide you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe out.
That is something I now listen to pretty much every morning and every evening. And here is something that is another fabulous, fabulous one. And you can Google this one, Abraham Hicks, Morning
appreciation. And again, I here it is. Hold on, I have to set up one of these.
So as you are moving forward in the state of warrior, it is our desire that you pay attention, make the conscious correlation between the new things that are happening and the understanding that came over you here today. Because it is certain things that are unique enough that you will recognize that they're happening because of what happened here. See what we're getting at? And when you make that correlation, then we think you'll deliberately go to work on your brain. And then that's a good time to go. Because it is nothing more exhilarating than for you to define something that you want by being aware of its absence. Recognize that its absence has caused an emotion within you that is the conjuring of a grid that isn't going to serve you, and then deliberately changing the vantage point, the vibrational vantage point at the basis, and doing it with such ease that it just is amazing to you that you haven't thought of it sooner. And then to watch the precision with which the universe will proceed to deliver to you matching components to fill that in. And we promise you we will be there reveling with you in your conscious awareness that you created the basis and now the universe has cooperated. Your feeling of worthiness and your feeling of empowerment will come in proportion to the amount of emotional grid that you care to build. If we were standing in your physical shoes, and we often are, we would be making lists of positive aspects, and we would be reveling in the general perfection of your plan. We would awaken in the morning and speak our appreciation for the sun coming up, whether you see it or not. Acknowledge the perfection of your planet spinning in orbit, whether you can see any other planet at that moment or not. We would feel appreciation for the intelligence of our physical body and for what the cells are doing, for what they know how. Appreciation for the bed upon which we have slept and the pillow beneath our head. And we would bask in the deliciousness of the coverage upon our body. And we would acknowledge at the beginning of every day, this is a good day. I have such a good base from which to begin. All is well. Source energy is aware and has my back. And everything that matters to me is known. And all things are lined up. And I'm on an eternal treasure hunt. Of pressure. Because the universe knows what I seek and knows where those treasures are and is pointing me on the path of least resistance to the this so delicious to create, this so fun to walk on your beach and sleep in your bed and eat at your table and revel in your expansion. When all along, what you were seeking was your natural and well-deserved. There is quite much. And as always, we remain stubbornly in the void.
Folks, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself.
Conditions in my way that block this energy flow. I know that I'm getting the handle on this energy flow. And I know proficiency every day as a result of my focus. Sometimes I get excited and I want to run out ahead of it. But always when that feeling comes, I can feel uneasiness sort of guide me a little bit. And I realize that not quite yet, don't act quite yet. Sit in the knowing of this yet longer. Find the vibrational alignment of it and watch how my desire is inspiring others to behavior. I'm now understanding that my desire does not mean only that I will be inspired to the action that will then make change. I understand that my desire and my holding of this place causes more of a likelihood for others to find the same and the same and the same. So it is a larger movement than me just tapping in and doing something about it. It's me priming the pump. It's me setting the tone. It's me finding the place of it. It's me shining the light. It's me asking the questions. It's me readying myself. And then it's me watching the results of having accomplished that vibrational environment. Every day I love finding this place, and every day I love watching the results of the place that I found. Every day I love finding this place, and I am eager to get out and watch that greater expansion and watch the details of that. But meanwhile, I'm just watching what's happening in my world right here around me, as I show myself this leverage that I am activating as I tap into this energy that creates worlds. I believe with everything that I am that I can be or do or have anything, that I can influence anything that I desire. And I'm so appreciative of the life experience that I have lived that's caused me to focus upon some things that are really important to me. And right now, I can feel that this is my step three moment. This is when I really understand what allowing source energy to flow to me and through me is. And I'm eager to get on with step four, and I'm doing it a little bit every day, but step three is where I reside right now. This is the work for me to do. So there's no impatience on my part because there isn't anything for me to do. I'm not being called to do something I'm not ready to do. In fact, I will never be called to do something that I'm not ready to do. And when I try to push myself to do something that I'm not ready to do, that's where the vibrational imbalance comes. So nice to know that Source has my back. So nice to know that the things that matter to me are underway. And so nice to know that my work is to hold this place, to hold this knowing, and not try to take the role of Source, not try to be all things to all people, not try to be the heart of any movement in the sense of action, but be to be the vibrational heart of the movement that is being asked for by the Master. I understand that I'm not the only one who put desire in my vortex. There are hundreds of millions and billions of people who put desire in their vortex that I am helping as I find and own this vibrational place of allowing source energy to do what source energy knows how to do. I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right things, and I'm loving my exposure to this line and what it provides.
I'm going to play the rampage.
how you currently feel in your physical body and what your astral body or your spiritual body or your soul body or your source body or your inner being's body of energy is. It's the relationship between you and that which you've expanded to, which includes us, is that relationship that equals every emotion that you feel. So when you decide, as you all did, that you're going to carve out a slice of your important life and center yourself inside a conversation with the express intent of joining and meshing with and blending with and understanding, merging with, becoming, allowing the human consciousness that you come to know as you with the fullness of who you really are, when you make a decision, you have decided to contribute to humanity in the most effective way. Because you say, I will merge with the whole of that which I am, a little bit here and a little bit here, but it is my quest. And in doing so, I will learn and I will study and I will practice and I will become, I will be a consistent light into this world. I will tune to the energy of all that I've become, and I will so consistently flow it that anyone who gets a whiff of me will benefit, whether they speak, whether they understand or not. And for your willingness to do all of that, we stand in complete love and appreciation for that willingness, because it required an effort and a focus and a sticking with a new idea, even a unpopular new idea. It required doing something that the other chickens aren't doing. It required perceiving outside the box. It required a paradigm shift. It required a letting go of physical reality and achieving of non-physical reality. It required merging with the God that is really you, but it required letting go of the human that is you in profound and unpopular ways. So as we observe you, and as we feel you, and as we salivate over you, and as we find the deliciousness of you, as we focus upon who you are and what you've done and what you know and how far you've come and why you've done it and how you will continue to do it and what it means to you and how you'll find the feeling place of it and the effort that you will make, our appreciation of you is not just for what you've accomplished in getting here and playing with us in these hours that we've been together. Our appreciation that we are expressing to you now from our present tense is about what you are yet to do in your physical body, for which we are now all in complete celebration about. The things that you seek, the successes that are still future tense for you, have already been accomplished, and we are savoring them now. And our powerful desire for you is that you will come frequently to your vortex of creation, where you will ABC yourself through your alphabet into emotional reasoning, where you will feel the fullness of the celebration that we all have as a result of the work that you have and are continuing to do. There have never been humans with greater intensity than those who have gathered here, really. And there have never been those who have been more willing to listen to the sameness of the message that we continue to offer forward, determined to eke out one more little piece of understanding that just puts the world in a little bit of a righter place. We applaud you for your patience and we encourage you to come to the vortex where you never need it. And we express to you appreciation of all that you are and eagerness that you feel love for yourselves in the way that we do right now, who you are. You are physically focused beings who are source energy instead of physically focused beings. You are the leading edge of the universe, and in your physical bodies, you are beacons who will lead millions of others who want what you have but don't know what you know. You have no assignment to teach them. It is through the clarity of your example that it will happen. And because of your participation in these hours that we've been together, you have gathered around you in a rather consistent and intense fashion a cadre of non-physical energies. You can call them fairies of the universe or angels. You can call them anything you want, who have always known you, but whom you have not always known. But your feeling for them and your finding of them will be more vivid to you. And that feeling of standing out there on the leading edge, sort of lonely because others don't get you, is as fading as your new association with who you really are has powerfully taken its place. It will no longer be necessary for others to get you in order for you to stand and know who you are. In fact, you're going to find it a very common thing that flows forth from you when others say, I don't really understand what you mean, or you just say, it doesn't matter. You are going to find yourself teaching without anyone asking for a classroom. You're going to find yourself understanding without anyone really verbalizing a problem. You're going to find yourself vibrationally speaking, knowing from inside your vortex what it feels like then in intelligence. Solutions are going to flow forth to you more emphatically than you've ever experienced before. And you're going to find yourself often standing as a very clear-minded being amidst others who are standing in a place of somewhat confusion. And you're not going to feel uncomfortable in your leadership. As you hear people complaining, you won't take their complaints to heart at all, but you're going to feel a solution forming within you and words to back up the solution, and you're going to find yourself telling people what you know on a more consistent basis without offending them, because you're not going to be considering their point of view and your point of view at the same time. You're going to be speaking profoundly from your point of view. In other words, one who's connected to this source energy, one who's flowing with the stream from inside the vortex, is more powerful and more influential than millions who are not. And in giving all of this to you, it is our powerful desire that you understand that this is not an assignment that we are assigning to you. It is the fulfilling of the intention that you set forth. And our acknowledging to you that you've accomplished what you've set forth to accomplish. You are creators who have come into this environment for the details that it evokes from. But you are God source who insists upon alignment with the energy of your source. And it is our knowing that as you move forward from this day, never again will you feel negative emotion without blessing the importance of it. Because in the negative emotion is the indication that you are setting forth for this universe expansion. And instead of feeling a continuing of negative emotion, you're going to flip. You're going to take the bounce. You're going to feel the solution that your problem has pointed to. And you're going to feel it best. You're going to feel how we feel more often as you explore the contrast of your time and space reality. What has happened in this time that we've been together, and even though we can speak it and you cannot, and we can feel it and maybe you are getting some of it, over the days that follow, you are going to feel the profound meaning of what we are offering here. Because you have managed to activate an inside the vortex vibration with enough consistency and frequency that your point of attraction has shifted dramatically. And the lives around you, which you call physical manifestational, and we call them manifestational indicators of vibration, are going to show. So hold on to your hat and get ready to feel the celebration many times in every day of your newfound freedom in your newfound absence of resistance. There could not be greater love or appreciation focused at you than now. There could not be more recognition of the worthiness of that which is you than that which we feel here and now. And there could not be more eager anticipation for the manifestation that by law must follow as a result of what you have accomplished vibrationally as a result of this gap. And with all of that, we say to you, you have done the work, and we have received the benefit, which is exactly what you so lovingly set it all up when you decided to come forth. And we want you to feel the appreciation of that which you call God, and that which we call all that is, for the expansion of the universe that is as a result of the beingness that is you. It is time for you to love you as we do, and reap the benefit of you as we do. There is great love here for you, and we will remain and expect as much of you eternally in the vortex.
Folks, may you be blessed. May you be blessed on every level. May your life flow with fabulous beauty and breakthroughs and amazement. Have a very happy July 4th, and I look forward to giving you a wonderful announcement in next week's show. Thank you for listening. Share with whomever you choose, and be blessed. Bye-bye.